K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on this Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. Just from the first time listening to this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, football, men's, women's basketball started this week. We'll get into men's basketball here in just a moment. Women's volleyball, women's soccer, and so much more out there in the University of Kansas State University. This is the first time listening to this podcast ever. Stop by and give us a listen. We appreciate you for your support each and every day on this Everyday Kansas State Podcast. Yes, sir. Everyday K-State Podcast for y'all every single day. Again, just to let y'all know, again, be out of town this weekend, heading out back out to Salina, Kansas, baby, for what appears to be, well, obviously it was last year and again this year, for the exception of no rain this time around, baby. So that's nice. Biggest running event this week coming out of the state of Kansas in Salina, Kansas. So I'll be out there trying to do the damn thing this weekend and try to achieve a long time goal of mine since way back when. So it's been long overdue and your boy's hungry, right? So we're gonna try to get that done this weekend, try to take care of some business out there in Salina, Kansas. But I'll have some episodes out for y'all each and every day, and of course when we come back we'll all obviously recap everything. We got basketball going on this weekend and baseball, if there is a game three at Toyton Family Stadium, the Fall World Series that will go down on Sunday. So busy Saturday, not too much Sunday going on there as well. So they got that going on. And of course, we got the postcast of EG3's big race on the EG3 podcast. Again, same feed wherever you get your podcast there. Well, speaking of taking care of business, well, we were recording last night, some episodes last night, and K-State at halftime was trailing UNC Greensboro at halftime. What? I'm like, what is going on? But in the second half, of course, going to do this right now. of course, hang on a second here. Yeah, so they're trailing by one at the break. And we're going to step aside here real quick. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. God damn it. And we're back on the show here. Yeah, so K-State took care of business in the second half, knocking off. And I apologize for, of course, the trash can guys outside of the EG3 confluence want to make noise here early in the morning, so we're going to have a deal with that. But anyways, K-State just destroyed UNC Greensboro in the second half there after trailing by one at the break, 93-64 last night in front of almost a sellout crowd at Bramlage Coliseum. So the Cats gave Wildcat Nation something really good to cheer for in the second half of this game there. P.J. Haggerty yet again continues to roll here early in the season. In the preseason, he looked good then, and he looks good early on already after game one of the regular season. Another 20-point plus performance for him last night there. Oh my goodness. Yeah, see, this is why we don't record when trash can guys come. But anyways, 27 points here in the, oh, by the way, this is the postcast of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here on the show. Let's see if we can talk through this. Yeah, apologize for that, I can't edit that out. But again, well, I'll get to that on the end of the show. But anyways, PJ Haggerty, 27 points. Nate Johnson, he too had a big game. Nate Johnson's been playing very well. He played well in the preseason, nearly missed, and pretty much copycat of Terrence Sides the previous night before. Almost a triple-double last night there for him. 22 points for Nate Johnson. I expected him, well, let's go through his line here real quick. 22 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Damn, just missed a triple-double last night by two on both sides there. Yeah, Terrence Sides nearly had the same thing as well. So yeah, almost back-to-back triple doubles there as well, but near misses there as well for them. Actually, let's see here, Bashir Abdi Bashir Jr. See, when we recorded an episode last night, he had no points in this game, and I'm like, all right, if K-State is going to win this ball game, they're going to need a lot more than from Abdi Bashir Jr. Well, 16 points in the second half for him. Pretty much that was all of his points because he had no points when we were recording last night there as well in the ball game. As we're going to take a look at the rest of the box score here, we're going to have to work through this. I'm not restarting over this. This is ridiculous. But anyways, K-State, 93. UNC Greensboro, 64. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I apologize for the trash can people right over next door, literally. So I apologize about that, but we're going to work through it and get this knocked out because I just got done, actually. Not even 10 minutes ago, got done my run. So, yeah, you can probably tell I'm a little frustrated. So we're going to have to work through it there as well. UNC Greensboro last night leading scorer. Well, they had three people in double digits. That included Justin Neely, Lillian Marville, and Domas Kunzos. Kunzos was actually, I called his name out on the recording, which y'all probably going to hear this weekend. He had 10 points. Neely led UNC Greensboro 15. And Marville had 14 points last night. So I'm rewinding it back to PJ Haggerty. And good thing this trash can is leaving because you're getting my damn nerves. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics there. So there's that. But anyways, we're going to wait on this trash can. Got to get the heck out of here. All right. Yeah, good. So PJ Haggerty last night. I led everybody with 27 points in the ball game last night. He was 10 of 20 from the field, only 1 of 4 from downtown, 6 of 7 from the stripe. This is what Drum 10 was talking about, and I literally said it on the podcast yesterday, that or on one of the courts yesterday anyways, last night anyways, that you can tell we got a lot done last night. But when you had a guard, when he has a guard, you can do stuff with it. And Haggerty, again, he is really good as advertised. So again, 27 points last night for him. Nate Johnson had a big game. I did not expect that out of him. And Bashir had 16 points. Everybody else, your next Andre Kostic off the bench with 9 points there. Kostic, go back to him real quick. 2 of 7 in the field, 50% shooting from downtown. David Castillo had a nice showing last night. One of the holdovers, obviously. And he was one of the first recruits, again, for Drum Tang ever. When Drum King came over, head coach, recruited David Castillo, obviously. David Castillo had a nice, it's nice to see him have a decent game. 7 points last night, 3 of 5 shooting. He hit 3 from downtown, over 2 from the stripe there. Let me see what else here. He did have 2 assists in the ball game there last night. Everybody, looks like everybody played last night. I just wanted to highlight that there as well. Moby played 17 minutes last night. Kamar McGriff. He had only 4 points in the game last night there as well. Robert Ketty had 5 points. Everybody else did not score. That includes C.J. Jones. C.J. Jones, 24 minutes, no points. But P.J. Haggerty, when you have a guy like P.J. Haggerty, that will cover it for you there as well. As K-State, 50% shooting. Ended up shooting 50-50 after all that last night. Scoring 50, shooting 50% shooting from the field. 51% shooting from 3, 14 second chance points, 34 points in the paint, fast break points 26, points off turnovers 21 in the bench points also with 21 as well. As K-State routed UNC Greensboro after a shaky first half, 93-64. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. That is so much better, folks, here as we get to Jerome Tang here. let me see here. Let me see. We'll see what we're going to pick there. And actually, we're going to pick Jerome Tang. This is a long. I'm going to have to watch this press conference more today. But anyways, yeah, true. We're going to pick Nate Johnson because you get this right here each and every night. I'm not trying to get too excited. Again, I'm trying to stay grounded because, again, between men's and women's basketball, we're still trying to know these players. But anyways, Jerome Tang, we're going to end this postcast with this from head coach Jerome Tang of the men's basketball program on Nate Johnson last night. Quote, he did a lot of everything. He was like a plus 47 when he was on the floor. It probably wasn't a very good sub by me having him on the bench during one stretch there. Nate, PJ, and Abdi are really good guards. When CJ gets in rhythm and figures out his spots, we think that's there. How do we fit him in offensively? I wanted him to be a little more aggressive than he was, but it was fine. Andre Kostic had 5 rebounds today. We had 6 guards that can play. But obviously, Nate and PJ, they did add a lot different dimension to it. Probably didn't come out right, but yeah, so interesting there. And I'm looking at, kind of just browsing over the rest of this right here, that the interesting that they had, I believe, at one point, Trump Tang had a 4-guard lineup in here as well. So again, he wanted more guard play. And this is what you get right here as well. So fortunately, K-State woke the hell up and turned things around there, because I'm like, oh, should we hit the panic button a little bit? I'm not sure, but fortunately, Opti woke up in the second half as well. Nate Johnson had a huge game last night there, as K-State went on to beat UNC Greensboro there. And on the, by the way, season opener for 2025-26 for Kansas State men's basketball there as well. And oh, by the way, yes, the starting lineup here, let's just roll that out here real quick. Last night's starting lineup for the first game of the year: Haggerty, Nate Johnson, Abdi Bashir, Kamara McGriff, and Moby Igarura. Moby was in the starting lineup last night. How about this? So Coach Chang, Moby was up there, up here in Kansas City, with PJ Haggerty and Abdi Bashir for media day. So obviously Moby's done something in the off season there to improve and get his spot in a starting lineup there. So that was a starting lineup last night there for K-State men's basketball, as they went on to defeat the UNC Greensboro last night. And I don't know what is up with this other screen today. It decides to act up during the men's basketball postcast edition there as well here. Yeah, CJ Jones, when we circle back to him real quick, even though he had no points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. So CJ Jones was a factor in other ways last night there as well. And I cannot wait to have Alex when we get to the Podbean app here, because we are pretty much almost back to be at least 90% capacity there as well. So we'll be talking more on the Podbean app next week. I'll be getting in touch with Alex here on the backside, maybe this weekend, probably there as well. So we're going to get him back in the ball game here as well, as we've been out because of other things on that. But we've been still rolling out content over there as well. We'll get to that in just a minute. So next time, obviously, I mentioned Saturday, right? K-State will host Bellarmine at 7 o'clock on Saturday there to wrap up the K-State Saturday, folks, in Manhattan, Kansas there. K-State 1-0. Yeah, obviously, so it's a good start there, following a little bit of slow start there, but K-State figured it out there, and they got themselves together after Jerome Tang called a timeout halfway in the first half of the game there last night in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast map free and available daily, where I just record Kansas State content, iTunes, Spotify, you know the deal there. And of course, I mentioned Podbean just a minute ago. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. I don't know if I'm going to get over there this week before heading out of town Friday morning, somewhere around there. Greer 3 Eddies Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, EDD Idea Process Podcast. That's again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, EDD Idea Process Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. And Alex Aiden coming soon over there as well. But we've been rolling out content over the past 4 weeks now over there. So definitely go out, check out the latest episodes, bonus episodes over there. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, your everyday K-State podcast. Alex Aiden, in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Thank you for hanging in there while the trash can people were making noise early this morning. I apologize about that, but hey, I decided to record it on this morning, so you know what? Let's just get it knocked out, get out of the way. And of course, please, feel free to rate us when you can. I know we know we got some everydayers, so we see the numbers, and we appreciate that for that as well. 4-5-star ratings, preferably there as well. Let me see. Go back real quick. So, sorry, that's not how I want to end it. Okay, yeah, so, all right, I'm signing off. Anyways, Kansas State Wildcats, 93. UNC Greensboro, 64. This has been another edition of the postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.